Terry Henderson from OTI Racing. Morning, Terry.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good, mate. As I keep saying, it's the only occupation in the world where when you go to work, two ambulances follow you around.
These guys are remarkably brave, remarkably resilient, and they're the true athletes of our industry.
Now, are you going to try and spoil the party on Saturday in the Apollo Stakes with your mate Tom Melbourne? Are you going to be Terry Henderson, the wet blanket?
Well, we've got Aloysia in the race as well, so yeah. We think Winks has had enough days in the sunshine.
Yeah, what about the other day when Tom got the chockies? He hit the front and I thought, don't tell me he's going to win.
Well, I've heard that the bars around Melbourne and Sydney on that day went berserk. I was actually watching the race from the lounge room, and I know in our family we were all going nuts. So it was one of those truly remarkable experiences in racing.
Terry, he's got to be one of the most popular horses around. I mean, we joke at his expense about the number of seconds. He's won six races. He's won almost 1.3 million. You'd love to have him.
Oh, look, he's been and this is what makes him so endearable, because he is always trying. He's been beaten at the highest level by the best horses. But he's always thereabouts, and as well as that, he's quite an enigmatic horse with his own personal habits. He has habits that I haven't seen before in horses, which, again, tends to endear him to all. But, look, I think our racing needs these sorts of stories, as it needs great horses like Winks. It just gives a more wholesome fabric to the whole game.
What sort of quirks has Tom Melbourne got?
Well, one of his favourite quirks, and I don't know if it's happened in the last 12 months or so, was to stand in his stall at the races backwards. In other words, facing the wall rather than facing out. He preferred it that way. He also has the habit of piling his straw up in the middle of his box. So, you know, where most horses tend to spread their straw around the outside of the box, his comes into the middle. he is Irish, remember.
It's like a squirrel stacking acorns, isn't he?
Yes, very much so.
Well, how's he going towards his clash with Winks on Saturday?
Well, Chris is very happy with him. Obviously, this is a huge jump in class, and we all have so much respect for Winks. But Chris thinks he's a real place chance. I haven't seen the final field yet, and there'll probably be seven or eight in it, I would imagine. And he thinks he's a place chance. His work since his win has been great. He seems to be more settled this prep. He did have 6 weeks down at the beach with Matty Williams at Warrnambool during his break, and that seems to have helped him settle a little. And he seems to have come back, a more relaxed horse, to be frank.
Now, Aloisi, you mentioned that, ran a nice third in the Twist Arc last prep, and then a good second in the Villiers too, just before Christmas.
Yes, she's coming on really well. She'll probably need this run. It's a good race for her going into a race like the Coolmore. So, you know, we're hoping that she'll equip herself well and show us that, you know, she's back where she was as a three-year-old.
All right, and you've moved a few horses recently. Have Kieran Maher and David Eustace at Ballarat got many of yours?
They've got two. They've got a horse called Azuro, a nice stayer that hopefully will get up to the Sydney Cup. And they've also got Night's Watch, who is a very promising horse. Archie Alexander got a couple. Chris got Mantastic, that he'll probably start at Flemington on Saturday. And Richard Friedman got a stayer, Kelstorm, who's a full brother to Order of St George. So he's gone up. So a couple have gone up to Sydney.
With some of those imported horses you've bought out and stayers, I would imagine that Ballarat situation of that straight uphill track would suit those horses perfectly, does it?
Oh, it does. That's what many of them have been used to in Europe. And look, it is, I think it's one of the real benefits of any training facility to have a long straight track, and it's got an incline, which Ballarat seems to be at about the right incline, is very good. And I think what we've seen there more than anything else is a reduction in our vet bills. Training horses at speed on turns obviously is putting a lot of pressure on joints, but Ballarat's benefit for us is quite a significant reduction in veterinary costs as compared with many of our round tracks.
But it was interesting, Nigel Blackiston couldn't get out of Flemington quick enough to get to Ballarat when the opportunity arrived.
No, and I'm delighted for Nigel. I know he's been looking at it for a couple of years, and we'll certainly support him as he goes up there. I think he'll do very well up there. He's a very good trainer, Nigel, and probably hasn't had the best of opportunities in town when there are guys that market themselves, you know, quite aggressively, to be frank. I think he'll do very well in Ballarat.
Somebody said to me, "You'll feel the cold." I said, "No, he won't. He's a pom."
No, that's right. It tends to attract the
pomps
up there.
That's right. He'll be fine. He'll be walking around in shorts up at Ballarat. And the rest will be in Ugg boots. Well, Terry, good luck. Good luck on Saturday. And I've got to tell you, I just hope Tom hits the front at some stage in the state, in the Straits. I reckon they'll tear the grandstand down and then Winks and him fight it out.
I don't think any of us would complain if Winks went past into the last 50 metres.
No, but you'd love to see him poke his head in front and be cheeky.
You're right, Sean. Thanks very much.